Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, healing through trust and surrender. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Allow me to assure you of something. God is always with us. He is always with you. He is worthy of our trust and surrender. Yes, He most certainly is. Yahweh Sabaoth, happy the man who puts his trust in you. Psalm 84:12. There is only one type of plan God, our loving Father, has in store for you. That is a plan for the very best, a plan for peace and a future full of hope. Believe. Jeremiah 29:11-12. I know the plans I have in mind for you. It is Yahweh who speaks, plans for peace, not disaster, reserving a future full of hope for you. End of quote. God is truly the author of saving acts. Psalm 74:12. Our Father is always in my corner, and He is always in your corner. Count on this. And with Him in our corner, there is nothing we cannot master. Nothing. There is nothing I cannot master with the help of the one who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13 to 14. Let's reflect on Luke 14:25 to 33. Great crowds were traveling with Him, and He turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. End of quote. Jesus is not asking us to literally hate our relatives and our own life. He is inviting us to love them, but with detachment, so that we can put Him first in every way, at all times, to trust Him completely. As a matter of fact, when we love God above everyone and everything, we are filled by Him. We are filled by Jesus with a greater capacity to appreciate the gift of our lives and to sacrificially love others. The kind of true love that costs us something, like Jesus demonstrated on the cross. Yes, Jesus is not only asking a lot of us. He is asking everything of us. He is asking everything of you. He wants to be our all. He wants to be your all because he knows that this is what we were made for and that he is the only way to fulfillment. This requires carrying the cross, which is very challenging. It's true. Getting started in following Jesus can sometimes seem easy and full of pleasantries. However, because Jesus loves us so much, he is demanding and he will challenge us even beyond what we think we are capable of. Although he will never truly challenge us beyond our true capabilities. You can count on this. Returning to Luke, which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." End of quote. To construct a tower is a long and challenging process. One enters into such a project with at least the reasonable foreknowledge of the demands and duration of the project. Following our Lord Jesus is about enduring until the end. It is about finishing. It is the long, hard, narrow, but fruitful road. The prize, the completed tower, is no less than our eternal salvation and the salvation of others whom we help along the way. Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:31-33. I could never understand this passage about the king marching into battle until somewhat recently. I think the Holy Spirit has finally given me a long-awaited insight into its meaning, perhaps so that I can share it with you. As with many things of God, his ways are often 180 degrees different than the way we would see or expect things. I believe that in the ways of God, the king who surrendered and asked for peace terms was truly the winner here. And that surrendering king is you and me. I firmly believe that Jesus is the one portrayed as the victorious, powerful king advancing with 20,000 troops. What would the surrendering king in a situation like this have to concede in order to win peace? Probably everything. The victorious king would likely take most, if not all, his power and possessions. We, who often see ourselves as kings, who tend to act as kings in control of our own little kingdoms, are called to surrender to the true king, Jesus our Lord, who is all-powerful, but enormously benevolent. We are wise to sue for peace, the peace that Jesus offers us, which can only be obtained by giving him everything and by making him our all, by bowing down in reverence and adoration to him. But our Lord Jesus is not like a worldly king who takes advantage of his power and victory and lords it over us. Note Mark 10:42-45. You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to become great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. End of quote. By surrendering to Jesus our Lord, Christ the King, he gives us victory. Jesus is never outdone in generosity. He gives you infinitely more than you have surrendered to him. We give him our attachments to our little possessions, which we had wanted to remain in control of and sought our security in, such as other persons, health, power, materialism, intellect, pursuit of unbridled pleasure, and he gives us the best. He gives us himself, everything. He gives us his infinite love and mercy. He lays down his life for us. Yes, that's what the king does for you, the king that you have surrendered to. We become his subjects so that he can exalt us, wait on us, and wash our feet. Jesus is the heavenly king, our eternal God, the Word, who humbled himself and became flesh so that he could save us from our sins and heal us, so he could save you from your sins and heal you, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Philippians 2:6-8. You see, Jesus is the type of king who in turn at our baptism anoints each of us priest, prophet, and king. He divinizes us. He divinizes you through no merit of your own. He gives us his mother, Mary, as our queen and mother, the queen of all the angels and saints, to intercede on our behalf and make sure that we do not become lost along the way. Mary, our mother, leads us to Jesus, her son, so that we will follow him because we are nothing without him. We have no wine. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." John 2:3-5. We'll be right back to talk more about healing through trust and surrender. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of healing through trust and surrender. Listen, everything in this world is passing. We are made for God, to love and to be loved by God in community with our brothers and sisters, and to be perfectly happy for all eternity. Please, God, do not let my free will and my pride stand in the way of my daily surrender. No, my surrender every second to you. Help me, Lord, to love you and to love my neighbor and to never put inferior things ahead of you, my King. Although everything you created is good, everything is inferior to you because they are not you. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us your hands and your side and conferring your peace on us. The only true peace, for you are the King of Peace. Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. John 20:19-20. You see, the peace that Jesus our Lord offers to us is a divine heavenly peace, which takes root in the superior part of our souls. If we only turn to him in prayer and accept this peace, the gift that it is. Jesus loves each of us so incredibly much. He loves you so amazingly much and desires to shower graces upon you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. John 14:27. What do we have to be afraid of or troubled about when we have Jesus, when we have his peace, which is a gift available just for the asking and receiving? God provides all that we truly need. He knows what is best for each of us better than we do about ourselves. Yet, I concede that it is very difficult to suffer. It is not easy for me. I do not like suffering. I want to recommend something to you. Keep saying, "Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you." Give everything over to Jesus and rest your mind and your spirit. Rest in the most intimate, sacred heart of Jesus, from which all of his love, purity, and divine virtues spring forth to us. Abandon yourself to him and rest. Put your feet up, quote, "to live there in his sacred heart and never leave it, to live in purity as bees in the chalice of a lily," end of quote. Venerable Archbishop Luis M. Martinez, "Only Jesus." God will never hand you a stone when you ask for a loaf of bread. See Matthew 7:9. In him, you will always find peace.
This kind of trust may be hard to muster. So ask him for this special grace. The battle is his. Give it over to him. There is a 100% chance of everything working out for the best for you in our merciful Father's plan, as he is always bringing about a tremendous good out of everything. He promises, he says, we know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love him, with all those that he has called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. You're one of those who love God, are you not? So God is turning everything to their good. And he has called you according to his purpose. The Lord says to you, do not fear or lose heart at the sight of this vast multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Go down against them tomorrow. You will not have to fight in this encounter. Take your places, stand firm, and see how the Lord will be with you to deliver you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or lose heart. Tomorrow, go out to meet them, and the Lord will be with you. Trust in the Lord your God, and you will be found firm. 2 Chronicles 20:15-20. Anyone who says there's nothing worth reading in the Old Testament, what are they thinking? Did you just hear those beautiful words to you that God wrote to you, this love letter from God to you? In Scripture, God is constantly encouraging us, encouraging you not to fear, not to lose heart. He asks for your complete trust, for my complete trust. It may seem at times like we are carrying our cross alone, I know, but he assures us that we need only take our places and stand firm to trust in him, and that he will be with us to deliver us. You will not have to fight in this encounter. He is doing the fighting for you in the difficulties and the challenges of life. He is taking care of what? He is taking care of everything for us. Our greatest suffering seems to arise from our submission to our own unfounded fear and anxiety in our lives. We need to ask our Lord Jesus to increase and sustain our trust in him. He is worthy of our trust, our complete trust in him. And then we need to cooperate just a bit with all the special graces which he will most certainly pour out and bestow upon us in response to this prayer. Once we let go of our fears with his help, our suffering is greatly tempered, and we find the joy and peace he wishes to bestow upon us. Trusting, though not always easy, is a decision, an act of the will. It is extremely helpful to often pray, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. We can only find peace when we trust in God. The greater the degree of trust, the more peace we will experience. I repeat, the greater degree of trust, the more peace we experience. And our trust will never be in vain. Take this as certain. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our reflection on healing through trust and surrender. You know, one may think or say regarding their cross, their cancer, their adversity, their crushing tragedy, that it is more than they can handle. I understand. Even people of great faith can be tempted to think that their cross is too heavy to bear and that God must have made a mistake in their case. True, we may be tested beyond what we think our capacity is, but we will never be tested beyond our true capacity. We can count on the wisdom of God here. God keeps His promises. The trials you have had to bear are no more than people normally have. You can trust God not to let you be tried beyond your strength. And with any trial, He will give you a way out of it and the strength to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. This is a beautiful assurance and consolation that we can take to the bank. Trust God not to ever let you be tried beyond your strength. With any trial, He will give you a way out of it, and He will give you the strength to bear it, and you will find your strength in Jesus Christ our Lord and His outpouring of the Holy Spirit and your Heavenly Father's love, encompassing love, overshadowing love for you and attention to all of your needs. We need to keep reminding ourselves, Abba, Daddy, Father, You are with me. You love me. I am confident in Your love and Your care for me. Thank You, Abba. You created me. Thank You. You sent Your Son Jesus to die for me and to save me. Thank You. You sent Your Holy Spirit upon me to shower me with Your gifts. Thank You. Jesus, I have You, so I have everything. Mary, You are my mother and my queen, constantly presenting my needs to Jesus, which He never refuses to You. Come, Holy Spirit, and own me, use me. Thank You, God. Thank You, Daddy. We are in such good and safe and secure hands with God, our merciful Father. May Jesus give us the grace to be His pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I am sure you will be generous. However, pray that I will be too.
You are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Yes, everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at WoodhillCommunityCenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusOfLexington.com.